It's the nowadays Islami.
Dawud Islami's welfare department, and that welfare department is FGRF. Although Dawud Islami has been servicing the distressed Muslims for many years, but after the arrival of FGRF, it has achieved a remarkable success. SubhanAllah, remember that when COVID arrived, from that very time, Alhamdulillah, FGRF started. It is not an old department. Within 5 years, what FGRF has accomplished is being recognized worldwide. Prestigious institutions are giving awards, national and international organizations, Alhamdulillah, I recognize it. And the reason for this is that Dawud Islami's footprint is quite remarkable. Dawud Islami has a large number of followers all over the world. So reacting and carrying out welfare work becomes very quick and very easy for us. Let us talk about some major welfare activities. Dawud Islami has a department under FGRF called Disaster Management, which operates under it. Whenever a calamity or hardship strikes anywhere in the world, Alhamdulillah, after consultation with the Sharia guidance, we try to help the distressed Muslims there. Let us start with the time when COVID arrived. Cash distribution was done. Approximately 10 million devotees of the Holy Prophet ﷺ were given funds. Ration supplies or cooked food was delivered. During this period, another disaster began, which was the shortage of blood for children suffering from thalassemia. This work started from then, and approximately 80,000 blood bags have been delivered to those patients. Until now, moving forward, after this, there was the issue of rainfall in Karachi. There was a flood there. A severe flood occurred in Karachi in Pakistan. Whether it was in Sindh, the Balochistan or Khyber Pakhtun, assistance was provided to those Muslims. Thousands of houses were built and handed over. Seeds and fertilizers were given for millions of acres of land. And dewatering work was done on a large scale to remove water from vast areas. Billions of rupees were donated for flood relief. Millions of rupees in cash were also distributed to help those distressed Muslims. During that particular time, while helping in this calamity, a devastating earthquake struck Turkey and Syria. And Alhamdulillah, your Dawud Islami's FGRF department did wonders. Billions of rupees in aid were provided for the Muslims of Turkey and Syria. Then moving forward, there is the issue of suffering in Palestine and Gaza.
Tamam Musalman is waqt is taraf mutawajjih hain ki hamare Musalman bhai is waqt hamari madad ke muntazir hain. اپنے خزانوں کا منہ کھولیے اور فلسطین کے مظلوم مسلمانوں کی مدد کیجیے.
Which Muslim's heart is not in pain, FGRF is present there as well. And we also have many great plans ahead for helping the Muslims of Gaza.
21 جنوری دعوت اسلامی کے شعبہ FGRF نے دو بڑے کنٹینرز جو ہیں وہ فلسطین کے لیے غزہ کے مسلمانوں کے لیے روانہ کیے ہیں. آج ہماری کچھ اور بھی ایمبیسیز میں بھی ملاقات ہوئی, پاکستانی ایمبیسیڈر سے ملاقات بھی ہوئی ہے, اور ہم انشاءاللہ پلاننگ کر رہے ہیں کہ کچھ کانکریٹ کام کیے جائیں, کچھ ان کی یوں سمجھیے کہ ریہیبلیٹیشن کے لیے کام کیے جائیں, ان کے گھر بنائے جائیں. تو کام شروع ہونے والا ہے, تو انشاءاللہ بڑے پیمانے پر کام کریں گے.
Faizan Global Relief Foundation, we serve humanity, we serve humanity.
By the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, during this period, we also plan something else, as treatment is becoming expensive, especially in Pakistan. So Alhamdulillah, our Madani Healthcare Center has also been established. After that, Madani clinics were also set up in various areas of Karachi, and then a mobile van was also created, which is providing free treatment to Muslims in remote areas. During this time, it was also realized that there is a great need for rehabilitation for those distressed Muslims who have disabled children. There are very few institutions for this in Pakistan, so Alhamdulillah, two branches were established in Karachi, followed by one in Lahore and one in Faisalabad. Thousands of such children are receiving treatment and rehabilitation through FGRF. And yes, there are many who have experienced a remarkable change in their lives. Would you like to see this joyful scene? Let us show you some of these scenes. See when the children came to us, what was their condition? And today, after rehabilitation and proper therapy, they're able to walk. Yes, they have started speaking.
Global Relief Foundation, FGRF. Faizan Global Relief Foundation, we serve humanity, we serve humanity. By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
When Sadia first came to us, what was her condition? And what is condition now?
FGRF. Faizan Global Relief Foundation, FGR.
How much joy must be in her parents' eyes? How much happiness have entered into their hearts? And this is the work of FGRF, to bring joy into the hearts of distressed Muslims.
We serve humanity by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, under FGRF, another remarkable initiative was taken, and that is working on the environment. Climate disorder is in front of you. The climate is changing rapidly worldwide. And because of this change, a dire situation is being faced. And researchers point out to the fact that one of the major causes is the cutting down of forests and the reduction of trees. Alhamdulillah, this need was recognized. And by the grace of Allah Azzawajal's mercy, FGRF raised the slogan, plant a sapling, grow a tree.
Plant a tree, let's plant a tree. Plant a tree, let's plant a tree.
Nearly 3 million saplings have been planted, and among them there are hundreds and thousands that are now entering the stage of becoming trees. So inshallah, we will continue this work. Your help is also needed. Why don't all of us, all the lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make an intention to plant at least one sapling each? And by the nurturing, this plant will turn into a tree. Not only will our country, but the entire world will become green and flourish, inshallah, azawajal. Plant a sapling, grow a tree.
We give them care, plant a tree, let's plant a tree. Plant a tree, let's
Pauda lagana hai, darakht banana hai.
Dear viewers, another great initiative. People often say it is better to teach someone how to fish than to feed them fish. Well, there are many departments of Dawah Islami that alhamdulillah help provide employment opportunities for our Islamic brothers. After they receive training, be it Madrasatul Madina, Jamatul Madina or Darul Madina. But alongside this, a special department has also been created called SEP, Skill Enhancement Program. Now, what is this? In this program, alhamdulillah, various international languages are taught. Arabic is taught, English is taught, and now even Turkish and Chinese languages are also being taught. Furthermore, for those people of the world who do not know Urdu, efforts are also being made to teach them Urdu as well. And along with this, there are also advanced computer courses, whether it's artificial intelligence, soft skills, computer designing, or website creation. There are numerous skills and many courses that are taught with international certification. Alhamdulillah, these courses are provided to our Islamic brothers who are students, becoming scholars or other devotees of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that job opportunities open up for them. In other students as well, and not only would they earn an halal livelihood by working there, but they would also be able to present the invitation towards righteousness by going there as well. FGRF also has many, many future plans. Alhamdulillah, we are constructing a magnificent Madni home in Karachi for the care of orphans, which is almost in the final stages of completion. Then another branch will soon be opened in Faisalabad, and in this Madni home, orphaned and parentless children will be taken care of. They will receive the state-of-the-art religious and academic education, and inshallah azzawajal, they will be turned into the best individuals in society, as well as religious scholars. And subhanallah, remember what the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about those who take care of orphans? Allahu Akbar. He said that he and that person will be in paradise together like this. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will take him along to paradise. If you also wish to take care of orphans, serve parentless children, and contribute towards this virtuous cause, please contact the FGR department of your Dawah Islamiyah.
We serve humanity by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The Madani aim of Dawah Islamiyah is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world, inshallah azza wa jal. Long live Dawah Islamiyah.